There was one other question I wanted to ask you. You mentioned your Southern Baptist upbringing, and I noticed that one of your recordings is called Psalms. So I was wondering where the inspiration for that one came from.
You know, it kind of snuck up on me. It was like I was doing a lot of organizing, I was on the road 250 days a year. I just got drawn to the Psalms, and then I cross-referenced different translations. And I decided I wanted to write some songs rooted in the Torah or the Old Testament, the Bible. And I wanted to do it where it would be gender-inclusive. And then I discovered that to do it right is a very hard thing to do. And there's a lot of people who will try to deconstruct patriarchal language, and they do it rather quickly, and it feels very PC, you know, and not necessarily poetic or artful. And when you go into religious texts, that stuff is very thought out and very beautiful and very long-lasting. So what I did is I did a cross-reference on the Tehillim, which is the Hebrew Psalms with rabbinical critique, compared it to the King James, the New Jerusalem, and a few other translations. And then I ended up writing the Psalms in a personal, you know, relationship to God. So instead of a pronoun of he or she, you know, you. And so it's talking to God as you would with a lover or a friend, similar to the Sufis, to Rumi's writings is that way. So that's what I did, and I cross-referenced, and I found some versions have a higher sense of poetic resonance to me than others, and then I took some of my own personal liberties. Probably the only song that I, Psalm 75, is God is the judge who lifts up and lowers one. Actually, in that, I use God. I use the name God. The other ones, it was, you know, you are my shepherd, I shall not lack. Anyway, I ended up doing this kind of subliminally and not consciously to do a record, but all of a sudden I had 10 songs, and I went, wow, I got to record it. So I went into the recording studio, just me and my guitar, and I started to think, you know, the Psalms were originally performed, I think, on a harp, a soloist, and so I recorded it in a way that people could pick up a guitar and just sing them around the campfire or in services and living rooms. I've been waiting for people to start to learn them, but so far it's not happened.
Which is maybe why you have to re-release it.
Probably.